Hearts home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good afternoon,
WMIE.
And good evening. Make your day today.
The Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord and in the things of God on this beautiful Friday. It's Friday, and it's customary every Friday we talk about God of the city because we exalted God. Nobody but God built this city, except the Lord built this city. Except the Lord build the city, the watchmen watch in vain. So therefore, we bring honor and glory to God. But I also want to take just a couple of minutes to say to our listeners, if you've been listening to Make Your Day Count for the first time or just recently, and if you do not have a home church where the Word of God is taught to you in its simplest form, so that you can understand it. I repeat that. Where the Word of God is taught to you in its simplest form, so that you can understand it and do it, so that you understand it and you can do it and you see the result, we want to invite you to Celebration. Pastor Dana, I teach at Celebration Tabernacle, and we teach the Word of God in its simplest form. Very practical, the way Jesus taught it when he was here. Jesus' teaching was very simple, very practical. You can understand it. We follow, model the master. And so we'll teach you God's word so you can understand it and do it. And we all do life together and rejoice. So we'll invite you to come to Celebration.
We also have Wednesday night small groups.
Yes.
Connect Four. And those are powerful biblical conversations, testimonies are shared and such during that time. So maybe you work on Sundays or you're not able to go to church on Sundays. Come on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. to Connect Four. And just for example, some of the topics that we are been doing this month is one night we spoke about how do I know that I'm saved?
Yeah.
So we took some time and we really broke that down within the small groups. So each group has a leader. So the leader prepares and such, and they initiate the conversation in the group. And then each person in the group also has an opportunity to share and to ask any questions or uncover any misconceptions that they may have had or share similar circumstances and such in the form of their testimony. Also, a topic that we were going through this month is how to pray and get results. Mm-hmm. That's an important topic. You know, we see the results that the people got in the Bible. Well, we want some of those results too. So how do we pray and get results? Another one that we're going to be discussing this month is how to deal with temptation. Yes. How do I deal with temptation? Temptation is all around me. How do I deal with it? And another one is how do I maintain self-control? So those are the topics that come forth during Connect Four. And there is childcare available for ages 3 and up. So if you have children and you say, well, it's hard when I have the kids at church. I can't really pay attention. I can't really move how I want. It's easier just to stay home. We encourage you to come to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We have a phenomenal children's ministry. My child, my birth child has come up through children's ministry, and she is very wise in the things that she knows that she learned at Children's Church, and I'm thankful for that. People think that she knows certain things because I'm her mom. No, she knows those. She learned those things in Children's Church.
Church, yes.
She learned them in Children's Church. So it's a great time, on Wednesday nights and also on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. So come on out. I know when I first came to Celebration Tabernacle Church, I was drawn there. I wasn't really looking for a church, but I received an invitation in the mail. It was in the form of a letter when they were getting ready to open in close proximity to my house. And it was the Holy Spirit who grabbed me and said, "This is the church you're going to when it opens." I remember the day clear as anything, like we do when we're going through our mail. You know, you stand there and you're sorting out what's important, what's not. You're opening, looking at what you need to look at, ripping up what you need to rip up. And I read the letter. It was in an envelope. It was just a letter introducing the ministry. And I remember I was standing in my kitchen. I had the broom right there because, you know, we're doing multiple things at once. You know, got the, sweeping the floor, reading the mail at the same time. And I read it. And it was just like in my spirit, which I didn't know what that was at that time. But it was like, you're going. Just that's where you're going. Cool. So I folded up the letter and I put it on the counter. And it was like, okay, I'm going. It wasn't a person who came and knocked on the door. It was a letter who came in the mail. And then the Holy Spirit coming behind it and say, you're going. And then when he said, you're going, guess what I did? I went. And when I went again. And then I went again. And then I went again. And I continued to go. And in the continued going, change came forth. And in the continual coming, no matter what it looks like, no matter what life was throwing at, just going, showing up, being in the house,
yes,
receiving the word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Then we begin to meditate on it. I go over my notes. I wasn't no radio station co-host with Pastor Beckford then, but I took the same amount of notes that I take now.
Yes.
And I would go back over my notes. You know, sometimes we say, well, where do I start to read the Bible? People say, where should I start? Well, once you hear a sermon, and you should be going back over that. Because even in the Department of Education and such, the statistics say if you just hear something, you only retain like 5% of it. So you have to be able to be doing practical application and have an understanding to be able to tell somebody else when you're able to retain over 90% then of the content once you dig through it. So those are all stats when they give teachers in the university and such when they're teaching the kids. If somebody's only hearing something, they're only retaining about 5% of what they're hearing. So I don't want 5% life. I don't want 5% of what God has for me. I need more than that.
Yes.
So you have to take the notes. And then you go back over and you're meditating on the word of God. If you go over your notes from your pastor from Sunday, it'll carry you to the next Sunday. As you're going through and you're opening the Bible and you're reading the scriptures yourself. You know, the pastor only has 40 minutes, an hour, however long your pastor preaches, some only 15 minutes. They can't give you all the background knowledge and all the content and all the other scriptures that are there that tie it together. So you can then, when you're going over your scriptures, read the scriptures before and after it. Go back a little bit in the chapter. Look at some of the headings. If you have a Bible that has some verses noted in the margin and such that relate, cross-reference them. If you do that, and I'm not talking about spending 2-3 hours a day. I'm talking about spending 15 minutes. If you do that every day, you're going to have a great understanding of the message that went forth on Sunday. As you meditate on it, you're going to get the revelation, and then you're going to be able to do it, and you're going to get the results of it when you do it. But we can't do stuff we don't understand. If you don't understand it, and you only heard it, you know, I was a teacher in the classroom before. Everybody's not in their head that they understand what you're saying until test day comes.
Yes.
Then you see. Now, they looked like they were listening. They acted like they knew it all, but they didn't know it. So we have to be able to go back then and to ourselves to go over the word, meditate on the word, and bring forth revelation and get connected with a local ministry. Somebody impacting, a church that's making impact in your community, you will not regret it. When we're doing the do's, we don't have to worry so much about the don'ts. When you're consumed, when the zeal for the things of God is in your life, everything else will fall away. Every other name will fade away. Every other thing that you have exalted that is not of God, it will fall away. When you are doing the do's, when we're doing the do's, we don't have to worry about the don'ts. They're far from us. So God of the City, we have Celebration Tabernacle Church has in obedience sponsored a billboard in the city of Cocoa. It's an altar unto the Lord, and it says, Jesus is Lord, God of this city. So it has been raised since December 12th, 2012, as an altar unto God. And our prayer point from that altar for this week was that we are altered at the altar. So that's one of those words that has two different spellings. So an alteration, if you're getting an alteration, something is being cut, it's being formed, it's being fashioned, it's being fitted. So we are altered at the altar. When we go to the high place of God, when we exalt him high, we will be altered. We will take the form of that which he sent us to do in the earth. And then the other side of that is true, too. If we're exalting things that are not God, that are ungodly, if we're exalting different life situations, if different idols and such, it those things will give us form, will begin to look like that what we put forth. So we have to make sure that it is the true and living God that we are exalting and that we desire to serve. In 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 11, says, "Then Hiram, king of Tyre, answered in writing, which he sent to Solomon, 'Because the Lord loves his people, he has made you king over them.'" And that's such a simple but powerful scripture. He's the Solomon, King Solomon, he's getting a letter, a response from the king of Tyre. And it says, "Because the Lord loves his people, he has made you king over them." Think about your roles and your responsibilities in life. Because the Lord loves his people, he has put you in those life roles. Because the Lord loves his people, you are there in that workplace. Because the Lord loves his people, you are there in that home. Because the Lord loves his people, you are there in that community program. Because the Lord loves his people, you are in that church. Because the Lord loves his people. So now, how did Solomon get elevated to such a position as to become king and to get this response from Hiram, the king of Tyre? Solomon makes a request, and the king of Hiram says, "Yes, you're going to get everything that you ask for."
Yes.
And he says, "I see on you,
yes,
because the Lord loves his people, he has made you king over them." And it goes back. We'll look in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, starting at verse 6. This ain't the way back, but this is right around there. It says, "Then Solomon went up there to the bronze altar before the Lord, which at the tabernacle of meeting, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. On that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, 'Ask, what shall I give you?'" So Solomon valued the things of God. And because he valued the things of God, he was altered at the altar. God asked him, "What do you need from me so that you could be formed and fashioned to effectively rule over my people?" And his answer was,
"Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.